This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
I'm Vinny Brudge.
And Christine Wall.
See? No problem there, right?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to be with you for another 15 or so minutes. If you'd like to get in touch with us, get us via WhatsApp 01878988899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We're asking you a question for this story. Would you pay extra to play video games on Netflix? Why or why not? We've got a poll. We've also got some feedback. Do you want to do feedback first or do you want to deliver the story first? Chris, I give you the choice.
You know what? Let's take a look at feedback and then we can see whether or not the feedback...
Let's do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So over on Twitter, looking at the poll, it's at 83.8% no, 16.2% yes. We have a few tweets. Shamil says, many stores such as Epic and Steam already available and sometimes even got super crazy sales, so perhaps it is better than Netflix. Focus on movies and series only. Perhaps use the money to produce better animations compared to the lazy animation of the so-called Netflix original.
Oh, snap.
Yep. Zainal says, not into games. Besides, can get free games on Android or Apple platform. Why need to pay extra? Mm. R says, I got Steam, Uplay and Origin. More than enough, la. And Ellie says, the real gamers are downloading on Steam or hanging out on Twitch. Leave me and my obscure limited series in peace. And Count.com says, got Steam.
Okay. I would just like to quickly say that I don't think there's anything like there's no such thing as a real gamer or not real gamer.
Yeah, what is a real gamer?
I would just like to add that because I'm someone that doesn't own any consoles, and for a long time people were like, you don't own a console? That means you're not a gamer.
Uh-huh.
Now I have Steam and people, now I guess I'm considered part of the club, but you know.
But then, you know.
In my humble opinion, you know, you play with a pack of cards, you're a gamer.
Right.
Candy Crush gamer.
You see, there's tiers, right? So you can't be a pro gamer because you don't have a PC either. That's one of those things.
Yeah, right? I have a Mac. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Anyway. moving on. So on Instagram, we have the poll as well. Yes is currently at 10% and no is at 90%. We've got Erica, 9Erica, who says, I might, due to choices of games available. Targeted groups for games are different. Meandering Misha says, I'm on Netflix to turn my brain off and fall asleep halfway through another binge. Too True, Too For You says, it's not a necessary move. And Moogle Huffer says, I personally game on the PC. As a value add, Netflix offers nothing else in that regard. So why then, with all this, you know, sort of resistance, is Netflix even thinking about this in the first place, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Netflix is in fact planning an expansion into video games and has even hired a former Electronic Arts and Facebook executive to lead the effort. I know that for quote-unquote real gamers, the sound of the name Electronic Arts might raise your hackles a bit, but let's continue. The idea is to offer video games on Netflix's streaming platform within the next year. The games will appear alongside current fare as a new programming genre, similar to what Netflix has done with documentaries or stand-up specials. And the company does not currently plan to charge extra for the content. Not currently.
Sneak.
Netflix has been seeking ways to keep growing, especially in more saturated markets such as the US. This includes building out its kids programming, opening an online shop for merchandise, and also tapping a casual Steven Spielberg to bring more prestigious movies to its lineup. The company remains well ahead of streaming rivals like Disney Plus or HBO Max, but it added fewer subscribers than expected in its most recently reported quarter. So pushing into games would be one of Netflix's boldest moves yet, and it was announced that Mike Verdu will join Netflix as Vice President of Game Development, reporting to Chief Operating Officer Greg Peters. Verdu was previously Facebook's Vice President in charge of working with developers to bring games and other content to Oculus virtual reality headsets. So now the company has an executive who worked on popular mobile games at Electronic Arts, including titles in The Sims, Plants vs. Zombies, and Star Wars franchises, and in fact, Netflix has also already started advertising for game development-related positions on its website. The idea is that video games give Netflix another way to lure new customers and also offer something none of its direct competitors currently provide. Walt Disney, Warner Media, and Amazon all have access to live sports, but they don't have gaming within their main video services. Ultimately, the move may make it easier for Netflix to justify price increases in coming years. Games also serve the purpose of helping to market existing shows. Evidence of Netflix's plans to add games has also already begun to appear in files hidden deep within the company's app, according to research conducted by iOS developer Steve Moser that was shared with Bloomberg, which is where we got the story from. Netflix has also previously licensed the rights to games based on its shows, including Stranger Things, but this new initiative is much larger in scope. In typical Netflix fashion, the company may start with just a few games and then build from there. While many of the largest tech companies do sell gaming options in addition to their video services, Apple has a platform called Arcade for games, as well as their TV Plus service for original video projects, for instance, they still charge extra for the gaming. Netflix has also made earlier forays into interactive programming, such as choose your own adventure style shows. It created versions of programs like Carmen Sandiego and Black Mirror in that format, which essentially stops just short of being a quote-unquote true video game. Netflix's co-chief executive officers Reed Hastings and Ted Sarandos have shared their interest into pushing in gaming in recent calls with analysts. They've also identified the battle royale shooter game Fortnite as a competitor for its customers' time. Still, Hollywood studios have a checkered history in the video game business. Some companies have had a lot of success licensing their movies or TV shows for games, and Warner Brothers themselves have created a handful of hit titles in-house over the years. But Disney, the world's largest entertainment company, shut down most of its in-house gaming operations after years of unsuccessful efforts, and it's since focused on licensing Marvel and Star Wars properties for games, as well as, of course, Disney properties for franchises like Kingdom Hearts as well.
So my question is, if they're doing all this, does this mean that the games are going to be available on Netflix, or is Netflix getting into games? Because it's like, now, let's say they license Stranger Things. So you get your Stranger Things games developed by the X guy at EA, or whatever it is, right? So are they still going to sell that as another game for the PS4 produced by Netflix? Or is it going to be available on your Netflix catalog to
play? I think the idea is that it will be available on Netflix. It may they may outsource some of the development elsewhere, but it will most likely be hosted on Netflix in the app, like the research conducted by Steve Moser found. And then I think that they will also then utilize the already existing properties on the platform to use as material for the games.
That's quite cool. If it works as smoothly as Netflix does, which it does, then I don't see... I mean, I don't see a problem... Unless the premium is so high that it doesn't justify the games. But being able to access like a bunch of video games with the sort of like ease of Netflix is appealing.
Let's take Stranger Things, for example. I know that there is already an app available as a game as well, but imagine doing like a VR version of that on the Netflix platform itself.
Yeah.
What was that Netflix original they released not too long ago where you kind of chose your own adventure?
Black Mirror was one of them, right? Carmen Sandiego was another one of them. I also believe Puss in Boots had its own choose your own adventure story as well.
I don't know. I mean, like you said just a minute ago, you said, you know, picking games in the same way that Netflix does it, their algorithm or whatever. It's not that different, really, I guess, on some of the stuff that's already out there. The difference being is that, you know, if you're using Steam or using Uplay or whatever, it gives you recommendations. You can choose what you want to download. I don't see it being that different. You know, I do like Netflix's UI sometimes. Other times, it's like it just throws a bunch of stuff at you and you're like, ah!
For me,
I don't know what to pick.
Yeah, for me, I think it depends on the format of the games and also how actually do you play them. If they're on your TV, for example, how do you control, you know, your player character? How do you do this? Like, what are the logistics of that?
Yeah.
That is what I'm curious to see. What kinds of games are going to be on Netflix?
I expect they'll be releasing their very own Netflix controller.
I was going to say the same thing. I was literally going to say the same thing.
They're
going to
do the same thing, you know, like Steam did. You know, they released and look how well that did.
Very exciting.
Right, we should wrap up, shouldn't we? Let's get the final numbers on the poll, please, Arv, and any feedback that we've had in between time.
A quick refresh. So the poll is at 83.8% of them saying no, they wouldn't pay extra to play games on Netflix, and 16.2% saying yes.
All right.
We have a final tweet here from HarshNair89, who just says, and I quote, "It be dumb."
It'd be dumb. Now, I don't know about you, but over in the UK, in certain places, the remote control is called a flicker, right? So if you were to use a Netflix controller, you'd have a Netflix flicker.
Huh.
Yeah. Time for us to wrap up. Christine's looking at me and she's like, no. Anyway, let's go through the stories that we covered today. What do we start off with, Chris?
We spoke about how data that was collected pre-pandemic might be invalid now.
And then we spoke about how the only way out is to dine in, wrapping up with this story.
We finished off with Netflix trying to venture into gaming.
All right, don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay in three parts today. In contrast to 2020, the Malaysian stock market is now one of the biggest laggards in the region as COVID-19 cases continue to rise and last year's stock market winners, rubber gloves manufacturers, continue to fall. So where should investors look for a value in the second half of this year? That's the discussion that happened this morning and will be happening once again just after the 1 o'clock news. To take us up there, it's Joan Jett and the Black Hearts with I Love Rock and Roll here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.